So this is another episode of Real Estate with Shelly and Taylor. Hey, Tay.
Hello.
And Taylor, you are at the beach. You are not in Central New York, correct?
Nope. I'm in Oak Island, North Carolina.
And how long, Tay?
I've been here since Sunday, I think. And then, so I'm here for a week.
Nice. So are you action? Like enjoying yourself, not working, not doing anything.
I have been enjoying myself, but I have had some transactions going on. So doing that while at the beach.
So that's what today's episode is about. Because as much as we love real estate, do not get away from it. So I taught a new agent camp this morning, and while we were on a break, people, if real estate was what they thought it was going to be when they get into it, right? And Taylor, I've asked you that a couple of times. So tell me between when you went on vacation and when you're going on vacation this year, just what it feels like as an agent now.
I feel like before, like, you know, you go to the beach, you leave your phone and like, whether it's like a waterproof bag or in the car or in your chair or whatever, and you kind of just leave it there while you go into the ocean or while you go out to dinner or whatever it is. But it's kind of hard to do that now because like you don't want to miss an email from an attorney, or even like I work with my mother, right? So if she's texting me about clients or something going on in the transaction, like I don't want to not see the text for an hour. So you're kind of still like actively checking your phone and everything. So it's a little bit different. You're still able to enjoy yourself, obviously, but you don't get the same break that you would get if you're just like not working.
So back to, you know, one of the first podcasts we did, you were being in the car and singing, you know, the music, and my phone goes off. Now that you're getting a little bit busier in real estate, you can see how almost like you are tied to phone. People say don't be tied to your phone, but I'm not on that.
Yeah, no, definitely. Even like I was in the car earlier this week, and my mom had called me, and I was in the car with other people, and I was like, well, I don't want to answer it, because I always feel like it's like when I was younger, my mom's like, well, don't answer your phone in the car. Like, that's mean. That's rude. You can't do that. So I that's how I know. And like I'm sitting there looking at the phone ring, and I'm like, do I say, hey guys, stop talking, or, you know, like it's like a weird, like trying to like navigate it at like this age and like how you grew up and like what you're told. It feels kind of weird because I feel like I'm doing stuff now that I was told not to do when I was younger, because it's seen as like rude, but it's not, it's work. Like if I was at a 9-to-5 and I got a call from somebody, it's not rude if you're talking to a coworker and be like, oh, I got it, you know?
Yep.
Now it's on a 9-to-5. It's 7 o'clock at night and your clients want to put an offer in. Well, you can't let your phone go to voicemail because they could lose the house.
Well, and you know, one of the things that about you and I communicating, we were in negotiation, and I always say really is relationship driven, but it's also driven. So as much as I hated bugging you when you were at dinner, with the people you're on vacation with or visiting, also didn't want to lose that momentum I had of negotiating, right? Yeah. Because we were trying to get our seller the highest and best term for her property, and we had really wanted it, right? Take that moment to pause to be like, I'm at dinner, I'll call you after, or we're going out in the morning. That emotion, you know, bidding the house kind of goes away. I equated a little bit to like, you know, like during the I hit the slot machines, you put a little bit more money in. Whereas at the end of the day, you know, if you had to think about it, maybe you wouldn't have put 100 or, you know, $20 or whatever it is.
Right.
So when it's on the buy side, hey, let's stop and think about this. But when you side, you're like, hey, let's keep this going because emotions are going, and you don't want them to bag the deal, but you also want them to make sure they're staying in the game. Right, to play. So, and we did. We ended up getting another, I think, almost $10,000 in that 5 minutes, which was bad. I kept telling Taylor, I'm like, hey, I do that. That's okay. You know, enjoy your vacation. But trooper, she's like, no, mom. She's like, this is what we do, right? I was trying to envision the car around where the dinner table was around looking at you. Because I remember when I first got my license, and I would go to dinner with him. and they'd be a little bit later, and I'd be outside, you know, they'd be eating dinner or having appetizers, and I'd be outside on my phone. So
that's what I did. I was like, I gotta call, I gotta answer this, and I went outside. I took the phone call.
It's interesting for me to see, right, 10 years ago, although I wasn't 21, I'm still in my 40s. So. But the other thing, you know, we talked about negotiating that contract. We did have two houses go under contract. We did get a buyer under while you were there, right?
Yeah.
So obviously you down at the beach, you can't afford. So it is nice. Somebody else at the brokerage, even if you're not on a team, to help you out. Because those are really your clients. I mean, this is your one of your really good family member, you know, that thing. And like you said, you're not gonna wait to come back to go see this house.
Mm-hmm.
And shown them some other properties. You've taken to a few properties, but imagine you do vacation. You're like, hey, tough luck. I'll be back in a week, right? They would have lost out on that. So.
Yeah, I told them, I showed them a property, I think the day before I left, or maybe 2 days before I had left, I'm not really sure, but right before I left. And again, I've known them for however long. And I said to her, and I was like, I said, still send in the group chat. Like, I still want to see what you guys are looking at. But just know, I won't be here. My mother's going to take you to see the properties. But like I told her, I was like, because she was like, well, do you just want to text your mom? Or, you know, because we have a group chat with all four of us. And I was like,
yeah.
No, I still want to see, like, I still want to be part of the process and know, like, what you guys are going to look at and everything. And I mean, like they're very nice. And obviously, I didn't leave them hanging. They had somebody to take them and show them houses and everything. But yeah. I did feel kind of bad. I was like, I'm leaving. And then I was like, I kind of felt left out because I was like, the one house, you know, that they I didn't even get to go look at. That's fine.
No, you will. And you probably won't get to see it until the walkthrough. So,
I know.
So. And that's what happens, you know, you let them work with them, but they are excited and clear. So in the group chat that, you know, the offer was this morning and they were happy. I'm not, there's some text messages that I excluded you from. I know you are vacation, and they were just like, the earnest money deposit check. This is what I'm going to be. I mean, if I sent you that for that for you, you'd be like, I don't care. Look at my tan line with my watch. you know, going back to when you went to vacation, you know, last year, we talk about in real estate, you can work where, right? What would you say the most challenging part being on vacation, knowing all these transactions that were happening?
If something were to go wrong, I don't know, like, a lot of our business is done, like, over the phone or through email and stuff like that, but even, like, I feel like just being in New York when, like, especially we have three transactions going on right now, like active, under contract, like everything going on. If something goes wrong, like obviously for me, I have you, or I mean, even if you weren't the broker and it was somebody, you have like the other agents that you work with, but just like not being present to, like, whether it's like calm the buyers, the sellers down or whatever. Cause I feel like this, like if you're like somebody, if I have sellers and they might feel that like I'm not giving them my best effort because I'm not in the state, and like stuff like that kind of stresses me out because I don't want somebody to think I'm not giving them my best effort just mm-hmm. because I'm not there. And like it kind of, that part I think stresses me out the most is just, you know, them not feeling like I am the best agent for them, if that makes sense. Because I'm not.
There's a little bit of guilt, right? When you go on vacation, mm-hmm. it's hard to explain to people until you went down there. If I told you last year that and going away, hey, people think crazy, but there is, because no matter what, you think the best person, right? In your case, you think you're the best, and you've had that shit with them. You've been showing them. So when you go away and you lose connection, you don't really. I think it's all lines. Completely, and I'm sure anybody else in the industry that way, it feels good to get away, but there's always back your client. As it feels like a 9-to-5 job when I would just leave and then not have to worry about coming back. You know, somebody was the other worker was just sitting on a pal on my desk when I got back. It is different. And it's not just real estate. I mean, attorney, anybody within the real estate industry, like the same thing, just because you know, we use different attorneys in these involved community. And if they go away, also have to happen. Sometimes it can happen when they're on because they have people that can help them. Other times, you know, it does have to kind of stem. And I'm sure it really does, you know, a little bit. Somebody's lock rate is like that. And honestly, the one thing that you can do from vacation, which luckily we have, knock on wood, is listed. Like somebody can open the door and show you your buyer property. You can still be for the negotiation part of the process for filling out the contract to purchase. But if you get a call for a listing, I don't know if you remember, I was on a cruise ship with my friends for our birthday and Mike and other people's 60th birthday. On call to list a property back in Beeville, and I wasn't even going to be back in town for 7 days. And you think, oh my goodness, call somebody else. Are they going to wait for me to get there? And I'm sure that happens. And this is perfectly fine. And I got the listing when I came. You cannot list a house. Oh, maybe you super agents out there. You can list a house from, you know, another SDR. But you have to have some really good help.
Yeah.
What's going on there at the beach?
There was a big truck driving by. I thought it was going to be noisy.
We definitely hear it coming through our end. But so, you know, the other beauty of real estate we talk about all the time is you work, you want to work. But the reality of it is you also need you. Now that you have quite a bit under your belt experience and stay, what would say the most flexible of real estate is?
I'm sorry, you said the most flexible part? In the same sense that the work can be done, it's all done online mostly. I mean, obviously I can't show somebody a house here or I can't list a property while I'm down here. But say like, I wasn't working with you and I had you show my clients a property and they wanted to put an offer in, it's all done through, I can write the contract on my computer. And if they wanted to go through the contract, you can Zoom them, you can call them. They can sign everything online. You send it online. It's emails. So probably one of the most flexible parts is that you can work from anywhere, from the beach, from dinner table. You don't have to be sitting in the office 24/7 to do this job, which is nice.
Yeah. And that's you have a lot of flexibility, mm-hmm. right? Now, what is you thought would be flexible? Or is going away on vacation, and it's really not as flexible as you thought it would be.
Just people needing to reach you a lot. Like, I feel like you don't realize how much your phone goes off until you're not on your phone. And then all of a sudden, like, you look down at your phone and you have 12 messages, 2 calls, 4 emails, and you're like, oh, you know.
Yep. Well, and one thing hard to remember is sometimes your emergency, but I know you and Laura, and we start to feel like it. This is an emergency, even though we know it's something that may be dealt with in an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Every once in a while, you know, there is something that, oh my gosh, you have to stop what you're doing. You have to call because you know that if you don't have that conversation, it's going to escalate into something larger.
Yeah.
Not everything is that way. But that was good. I didn't really think about that. But you're right. I mean, I live by my phone. I know you saw my text because you always have your, which is true. But I'm also usually doing something else on my phone, right, when their time comes through. But I do want you to enjoy. I told you that before. Like, you need time that you're away. You need to make sure that you're enjoying the beach. When we used to go on cruises, there was Wi-Fi. I don't know if I could have done real estate with no Wi-Fi, but I would have lost my flipping mind, I think.
Yeah.
So, but I worked with a gentleman named Dave, and the buyer's agent. I was the listing agent. He was on a cruise, and you try and respect the time when other people pay. But honestly, sometimes it is. You have inspections. You have appraisals that need to be discussed. Things like that. So I do hope you're enjoying your beach. But I also think it's nice that you do have actions going on.
Yeah. Well, when I was driving down here, to not to the beach, but to the people I was visiting, I got a call from another agent, and I don't remember. I mean, I don't remember what it was about, right? But she was just like, "Oh, I've been driving all day," or something. Oh, she wanted to see one of our properties, and she was like, "I you know, like, I can't get on my phone because I'm doing this, whatever." And I was like, "Oh yeah, like, I'm driving to North Carolina right now. I get you, like, you know, being in the car all day." Because I think at that point I'd been in the car for like 8 hours, maybe 9 hours. And she's like, "Oh my gosh, no, I'm so sorry. Like, I can call your mom." And I was like, "Don't worry about it." I was like, "No, like, I can do it. Like, I don't mind sitting on the phone, but I do think it's nice that, like, even other agents will respect the fact that, like, you know, like you said, like, you knew he was on a cruise or a vacation, and like, you feel bad reaching out. And even if they have to reach out or they still call you, it's nice to know that they respect the fact that you are on vacation. You know what I mean? Like, there's just a mutual understanding that, like, yes, you're on vacation, but you can still work, but they feel bad for bothering you, I guess, if that makes sense.
And but they're also thankful that you answered your phone, because a lot of times there are people on vacation, they don't answer their phone, and then a week later. And I say they have boundaries. My boundaries are not that strong. I don't know in that case if I want my boundaries to be right. You know, quite I did call me. She texted me later that I felt bad. I don't want to bother her. She's on vacation. To which I bother that girl. She's going to She's going to. She deserves to be bothered. I didn't say anything at all. But,
right.
But, well, this was a quick cast. Like I said, I want to know people that you work from anywhere. It's not as easy. It's not the Asian that you took a year ago. No, I say all the time. I have listed. I still think you at least like really as you're learning about it. But it's interesting. This is the one thing from the podcast. Right? It's interesting to me to see from your eyes pre real estate and then the post real estate. You know, the impact almost every minute of your day. You love it. But all right, kiddo, we'll get a raise for me. I do not have a watch for the record. So enjoy. I will see you when you come back, because you have a lot of things to catch up on. You know, with transactions, it's a good time in the spring going into summer. The summer, Martha. Lots of fun, right? Right.
Yeah, it's very busy.
Stay close to your phone. I'll talk to you later.
Bye. I love you.
I love you.